This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Few, very few, were predicting the European Central Bank would cut interest rates today, but they did. The benchmark rate there went from a super low 0.15% to just 0.05%. Brenda Kelly is chief market strategist at IG Group, based in London. Ms. Kelly, good morning.
Good morning.
What does this move say to you?
Well, certainly it seems that Mario Draghi has really decided that the comments that he made at the Jackson Hole Symposium were to be carried out and ultimately surprised the markets by cutting all three interest rates. The question is now whether or not we'll see the full-scale quantitative easing in the coming months.
Should we walk away from this with the impression that the Eurozone economies are a little worse than we thought?
I think it generally seems to be the case that Germany was slowing down. And what we've often found, even back in November of last year, that the ECB do tend to act when the powerhouse of the Eurozone is starting to falter. So the fact that we have seen industrial production from Germany starting to look a little bit weaker has probably been the real catalyst for the Mario Draghi move today.
And clearly, somebody at the European Central Bank, probably Mr. Draghi, wants to get credit flowing a little bit more aggressively throughout the European economies.
Certainly, the cut to the deposit rate is significant. The fact that banks will have to pay to park money in the bank does suggest that he wants to get liquidity out into the open economy and to try and drive growth and, of course, drive new jobs as well. But it's still a little bit uncertain whether it might be a little bit too little too late.
Brenda Kelly, chief market strategist at IG Group in London. Thank you.
Thank you very much.